Almost 8 years of litigation over the disposal of coal ash from Duke Energy plants ends with a settlement announced today. But the cleanup work will continue for another 10 to 15 years. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
State regulators, environmental activists, and Duke Energy have spent most of the past decade fighting in court over how to protect drinking water and dispose of coal ash. On Thursday, they announced a settlement they say will finally end that battle.
We have announced a landmark environmental agreement that really lays out how we're going to close the remaining coal ash basins in the state. Just as important, it closes the chapter on coal ash and allows us to focus our attention on building a cleaner energy future.
That's Duke Energy spokesperson Paige Sheehan. For Duke, the settlement saves $1.5 billion and gives the company an additional 6 years, until 2035, to finish the work. Catawba Riverkeeper Brandon Jones, who works for one of the environmental groups that has been opposing Duke in court, also called the settlement a win.
Our goal was to protect the Catawba River and remove the coal ash from threatening it. In that case, we feel very comfortable with the settlement.
Coal ash is a byproduct of coal-fired power production that contains toxic heavy metals. Duke is in the process of moving almost 125 million tons of coal ash into lined landfills.
This is enough to fill over 30,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Jones talked to reporters on the Mecklenburg County side of the Catawba River, with the red and white towers of the Allen Steam Plant visible from the Gaston County side. Belmont residents who live near that plant relied on bottled water for about 3 years because of fears that residue from coal ash was contaminating their wells. They got connected to city water lines about a year ago, Jones says.
Directly across from us are the actual ash basins, and so you can see an earthen dam that sits about 80 feet above the river. Behind that is about 300 acres of coal ash up to, in some cases, 90 feet deep.
Jones says the site is a reminder of why the settlement matters to people who draw their drinking water from the Catawba River and its three Charlotte area lakes, Lake Norman, Lake Wylie, and Mountain Island Lake.
All three lakes are water, drinking water sources for more than a million North and South Carolina residents, including Charlotte, Rock Hill, Gastonia, Mount Holly, and Fort Mill.
In April, the state ordered Duke to excavate and safely dispose of the ash at nine basins in North Carolina, including the Marshall Steam Plant on Lake Norman and the Allen Plant on Lake Wylie. The work had to be finished by 2029, a deadline that Duke Sheehan says wasn't practical.
Duke had proposed one way to close them. The state had a different idea. So we got together with the environmental regulator as well as the environmental community, and we came up with a plan that would have us excavate seven basins and partially excavate another two basins.
Those two basins are at the Marshall Plant in Catawba County and the Roxboro Plant in Samora, North Carolina. They're actually located under newer coal ash landfills that are lined to prevent seepage. The state had initially ordered Duke to dig up the old unlined ash, no matter how costly and complex that was. The new settlement allows Duke to monitor those sites and holds the company liable for any contamination that occurs outside Duke property, but doesn't require full excavation.
That small change in the plan saves $1.5 billion while ensuring that people and the environment are still perfectly protected.
That could be a hard sell for nearby residents. A public meeting near the Marshall plant a year ago drew more than 500 people, most of whom were vocal about demanding full excavation. Here's Lake Norman resident John Ong speaking at that meeting.
Cost is not a factor. Duke Energy is a profit-making machine and can step up and pay for its own mistakes.
The latest estimated cost for all coal ash removal is between $8 billion and $9 billion, according to Duke. About $2.4 billion has already been spent. About 80 million tons of ash remains to be dug up and moved into lined landfills on the power plant sites. Some of those will have to be expanded or built new. And Sheehan says the state agreed to accelerate its review of those plans. The Catawba Riverkeeper Foundation is one of several environmental and civil rights groups that's been fighting this legal battle for almost 8 years. The Southern Environmental Law Center has been at the forefront. Jones said his side supports giving Duke more time and believes the plan that emerged from the settlement is safe. Duke is not making payouts to the groups that opposed the company.
It's really just a weight off our shoulders. I mean, after seeing the disastrous spill in Kingston and on the Dan River, that could have happened here.
He's talking about a 2014 incident in which a broken drain pipe under a coal ash storage pond in northern North Carolina dumped approximately 40,000 tons of coal ash and 27 million gallons of contaminated water into the Dan River. Jones also praised Duke for agreeing to recycle as much coal ash as possible. Duke has recycling facilities at three of its plants, which can turn the ash into something like sand for use in construction material.
We currently actually import coal ash from India and China to make cement.
While the state has agreed to the settlement, the public will get one more chance to weigh in at public hearings in February before the arrangement becomes final. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms in Charlotte.